Coming up on show 1096, Texas runs out of time to grant Elon Musk permission to sell his Teslas direct in state. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Also on the podcast today, the Italian Postal Service going big on EVs, Hyundai wanting to slash investment in engines in favour of EVs, and Kia, the EV6 first edition, goes on sale next week. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, Friday 28th of May edition. My name is Martin Lee, and I've been through every EV story today, and here's the highlights. Reminder, by the way, if you hear the odd advert these days and you're not listening to our Patreon ad-free feed, it's one way that you can listen to the podcast with no interruptions. Check out our Patreon page, become a producer, exec producer or more, maybe. Well, we'll start with Tesla having to ship its Texas-built cars out of state and then bring them back into state if any Texans want to buy one. And again, this does seem a slight head-scratcher as someone thousands of miles away from the US, not with any knowledge of the intricacies of the US automotive industry. But this year, the Texas legislature convened on January the 12th, and it wraps up its work on May 31st. And then they don't meet very regularly. They'll meet again in 2023. It's a piece of, I would say, arcane history there with how the state is run. But it seems an odd thing to do, to leave so long between the gaps of being able to talk about what you do. And because it's done that, it will now do so without making a widely expected change to Texas's auto dealer franchise laws, which, if they had been enacted, would finally allow Tesla to sell its cars, now many of which will be built at its new Austin factory at the end of this year. Cybertruck, Elon Musk saying, Cybertruck production by the end of the year and selling them directly to the public in the nation's second largest state. And again, I just one of those things that you presume would be just a done deal, spending billions of dollars, putting up a huge infrastructure in Texas, employing lots of people. Elon Musk has moved to Texas, many of the senior management at Tesla moving to Texas, talk about moving the headquarters out of California, even. Well, The Drive says that Tesla is on the verge of having to jump through the most ridiculous hoops, having to ship its vehicles, which are made in Texas, and many Texans would want to go along to the factory and pick up their Cybertruck and drive it away. Those vehicles having to be shipped out of state so that those people that have gone online to the website and bought the car can have it shipped back in states. There's not enough time left in the current legislative session to advance the bill that was meant to be averting this outcome. It's going to happen unless the Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls a special session to debate this one topic. That's kind of unlikely. Or some regulatory exemption could be crafted. Elon Musk has already been tweeting, saying it sure would be nice if somebody could change some laws. Hey, don't underestimate how the rich and powerful can exert their influence, but also it's kind of strange, right? In terms of how much money they're putting into the state, and the state saying, you still can't sell your cars here directly, I'm afraid. So, hey, again, I'm obviously, as you can tell, not in the US. We're not a huge understanding of all, you know, the years of how the automotive industry and the manufacturers, franchise dealerships, and how those laws have evolved over time. Seems kind of odd from where I sit, but yes, they can make the cars in Texas, but they can't sell them in Texas. Going via Nevada, some people saying, definitely one to watch. That's probably not a done deal. Famous last words. I said it was probably a done deal. We'll wait and see. Right, Tesla are cashing in on, oh, by the way, just a heads up, a lot of Tesla news today. Tesla is cashing in on chips. Elon Musk and Tesla are coming up with a big idea for solving their current chip shortage. This one would only help Tesla itself, though. They are considering buying and operating a plant of their own, according to people familiar with the matter. Writes the Financial Times, a cutting-edge semiconductor fab requires investment of $20 billion, and the intricacies of operating fabrication plants are notoriously hard to master. Tesla is also pursuing a more practical idea of paying in advance to secure those supplies. That's a strategy already adopted by many other companies, but the idea of spending, you know, billions of dollars, maybe even to the tens of billions of dollars, to make their own chips, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, they just plonked down $1.5 billion odd in Bitcoin without blinking. So they've got access. They've got something like $20 billion in cash and equivalents. That's not exactly money that they can just call up the bank manager and have transferred. But yes, they've got access to cash. And of course, with the stock price where it is, putting them easily the world's most valuable car maker, even though they're, in terms of the actual numbers, far and away down. Some would say it's overvalued. Some would say it's vastly undervalued. They do have access to those markets in terms of they can raise money very easily without diluting the stock too much. I will stop there and let you make your mind up whether it's a good thing or not for Tesla to be doing that, but it's an idea that's been floated. Next, let's get on to some really interesting battery news. The Tesla Power Pack is the grid-level storage used with those EV batteries that otherwise would have been used for cars driving around that you and I drive, instead put into stationary storage. Earlier this week, an explosion at a coal-fired power plant in central Queensland, Australia, resulted in mass power outages from the New South Wales border to Cairns. Almost 500,000 customers were affected, particularly as the explosion caused a cascading impact on the Queensland grid, says Tesla Rath. It has to do with the frequency of the grid. This was when the Hornsdale Power Reserve, a massive Tesla power pack battery farm, stepped in with its upgraded toolkit that was added when it was expanded recently to a 194 megawatt hour system. Zoinks. The battery was able to immediately respond to the widespread power interruptions and save the day. Batteries, I think, as they say, for the win. Right, coming up, stay tuned. Find out how many EVs the Italian Postal Service are adding and how Hyundai want to invest their future money in EVs. Now, though, we'll talk about from Power Pack to Power Wall. So we go from the grid-level storage to Tesla's home storage and also businesses as well, despite issues with the solar roof. Tesla's Powerwall has been hot-selling over the last year. The company announced on Twitter it had sold over 200,000 Powerwalls so far. Great. Congratulations to the team there that do a bit of Tesla's business that doesn't often get reported. The cars get all the attention, but the energy storage is such an important bit of Tesla's business. Around double the number it had sold at this time in 2020, according to Engadget. Could apparently be shipping even larger numbers if only they could make them. They are, as every other EV maker is, battery supply constrained. Tesla recently said during their first quarter earnings it had multi-quarter backlogs on Powerwall. In fact, I hear on the grapevine that certainly in some parts of the world you'll be ordering a Powerwall now for delivery next year. It also announced last month in April it would no longer sell solar roof panels without a Powerwall unit, which ought to boost further demand. Now, Tesla recently unveiled the Powerwall Plus. They updated their Powerwall around the beginning of the year, I think it was. It now supplies peak power of 9.6 kilowatts. That's up from 5 continuous. And again, 9.6 is more than I would ever need here in a very moderate climate. But I'm, you know, well aware that if you've got some air conditioners, you know, maybe some fridges and freezers and what have you, if you have a power cut, all of a sudden, you know, your house can easily pull 9.6 kilowatts. Of power. Now, again, we have gas heating still. I'd love not to have that. And the solar panels will go on, oh, I think June or July, it's looking like. We'll be making a load of special programs about that as we finally get PV on our roof. We've been waiting for so long and saving for so long. It looks like it's going to be end of June, maybe July sometime when the panels go up. I'll tell you more about that another time. But even so, my point being, our house would never need to pull 9.6 kilowatts, but in some parts of the world, I can see how it would do. Very useful feature. Let's talk about the Italian Postal Services ordering almost 2,000 electric Coursers, 1,744 Corsa E's from Opel. I would say Vauxhall, but of course it's Italy, so it's called Opel there. Opel has received a major order for EVs from the Postal Service, the Rome-based postal and logistics operator. Ordering these, the first of the ordered Opels will be arriving at the end of the year, says Electrive. The Opel Corsa E won over the Italian Postal Service in a public tender, whereby Opel says the small electric car was selected in a public tender that was bid by all leading car makers. So they say the Corsa E is ideal for everyday use. And of course, you know, if you're not doing a ton of miles, that car, by the way, the Corsa E will do 80 odd miles real world. Of course, if you've got a route planned out and you know where you're going and you're driving around town anyway at slow speeds, then that's more than enough range. Charges overnight when it's cheaper. brilliant. So many things like this should be EV. You can probably look out of your window in the morning and see a bunch of things happening, whether it's your newspaper delivery, if you get that. We get our milk delivered. Yes, it's by electric milk float, although a rather fancy-looking electric milk float, as I saw on our security cameras the other night. It comes at about 1 o'clock in the morning here, and at our old house it was about 4 or 5 o'clock. Yes, we still have the clink-clink of glass milk bottles outside our door, and we love it. Because I know it's only milk, but of course we then get to put it through the washing, not washing machine, we don't do that, dishwasher, and put them back outside the door. It's recycling, it's less plastic in the house. I know it's a small thing, but hey, it's all about the small things, right? Next, we'll talk about Hyundai slashing their commitment to spend money on developing combustion and instead moving their money to EVs. Hyundai Motor Group will slash their combustion budgets and free up money to invest in EVs. Two people close to the South Korean automaker have both told Reuters. According to Yahoo Finance, the move results in a 50% reduction in the models powered by fossil fuels, adding that the strategy was approved by the top management in March. Hyundai didn't specifically address the query to Reuters on its plans for combustion investment, but it did say in reply via email it was accelerating adoption of eco-friendly vehicles. Hyundai Motor Group, which has, of course, Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, and Genesis coming to Europe this year as well, by the way, aims to sell about 1 million pure EVs every year from 2025. They want 10% share of the global EV market. Staying with Hyundai, and they're launching in-car payments in their electric vehicles and starting with the all-new and all-electric IONIQ 5. Hyundai developing in-car payments that'll debut very soon when the IONIQ 5 hits the streets, offering drivers the ability to find and pay for EV charging inside their vehicle. But not just that. Food, takeaways, drive-throughs, parking. The latest example of car makers finding new ways to generate revenue and offer their customers features normally associated with tapping your smartphone on a card reader. Well, according to TechCrunch, when the vehicle comes to North America later this year in 2021, payments will be launching with the likes of Domino's, Parkwiz, Charge Hub. The in-car payment system, one of several new details released about the IONIQ 5 in the North American debut. And that sounds great. I just wonder how it works. I presume you plug into the charger and it knows it's you. Has it got plug and charge on the IONIQ 5, which is easy to me to say. It's been a long day. I don't know. I'll have a look into it. I don't think it has. But yeah, how would it do that? I understand tapping your phone when you lean out the window to get your Starbucks drive-through, but your car doing it? Happy to see how that works. And sister company Kia with the EV6, the first edition, is pre-ordering from next week, June the 3rd in the US. So if you want to do that, Thursday morning, Kia announcing it'll be offering a limited run of 1,500 units of the EV6, called the first edition, offered in unique colours. It's 10 a.m. Pacific, so Thursday next week. Customers putting down a $100 fully refundable deposit. I think it's going to be a sellout immediately. According to Slash Gear, they expect deliveries of the Kia EV6 beginning of 2022. So the Hyundai IONIQ 5 first this year in North America, EV6 early next year. I say early, I mean quarter one. So Jan, Feb, March. If the first edition takes your fancy, you'll get augmented reality, head-up display, smart remote parking. Yes, you can even drive it with the key fob. Sunroof, 20-inch wheels, premium audio, all-wheel drive, 77.4 kilowatt-hour battery pack. Lovely. Really like the EV6. I'm kind of split between IONIQ and EV6, but I think the styling, for me, the EV6. Inside as well, I like it a little bit more. I think the retro thing of the Hyundai might get boring quickly for me, but it's all subjective, right? Hey, question of the week. I'll read out your answers on Sunday. Have you got an opinion on hydrogen for personal transport? It's a contentious issue, and I want to take the temperature of the audience of this podcast to find out. Email me your thoughts, and I'll read them out. Hello at evnewsdaily.com. Well, do check out the Patreon page. You can get your ad-free feed, and just pop the RSS feed into your favourite pod app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, I use Overcast, anything like that. And you'll skip all the ads. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, NationalCarCharging.com, and AlohaCharge.com. Derek Riley running his oh-so-brilliant EV Review Island YouTube channel. Are you a subscriber yet? You should be. Richard at RSEV.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and eMobilityNorway.com. Hey, have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.